This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Applications for concealed carry firearm permits have nearly doubled in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
In Colorado, 65,000 people have applied for concealed carry permits through September. That's the most in at least 10 years. Cindy Stout runs Colorado Handgun Training. She says her students see news that some police are leaving the force and crime is rising.
People aren't feeling as safe on the street as they used to.
Coloradans have purchased 750,000 guns since the pandemic began. Those are record numbers. And Stout says many are new buyers who need training.
2020, my business doubled. Then again, this year, my business has doubled from last year.
Colorado requires at least a three-hour course to get a concealed carry permit, but Stout says that's not really enough to use a firearm effectively and safely. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets have lost another player indefinitely to injury. ESPN reports forward Michael Porter Jr. will undergo back surgery this week. He's dealt with back pain ever since college and has already had two surgeries to repair it. The team plays Miami tonight. The Nuggets have lost six straight games. Across Colorado, mostly clear skies tonight. For Denver, lows in the mid-30s, Vail, the lower 20s. Right now in Boulder, it's 71 degrees, Craig, 58, Grand Junction, 57. This is CPR News and KRCC.